This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle fall. It's the transition week to the corn and soybean planting moon. It's also the fourth week of the sun in Libra. Not long ago, my older sister, who is a medieval scholar, suggested that I read the annual predictions made in a 15th century commonplace book by a certain Robert Raines, who was the overseer of a village in Norfolk, England. Now, Robert Raines' prognostications were dominical forecasts. That is, they were based on when the first Sunday of the year occurred. If the Sunday fell on January 1st, for example, then that Sunday's letter, or the dominical letter, was A. If the first Sunday of the year fell on January 2nd, well, then the dominical letter was B, and so forth. Using dominical letters as the basis for forecasting weather, the fate of the crops, and death and destruction, Robert Raines shared prognostications for each dominical situation in his Yeoman's Commonplace book, which he wrote in the 1470s. And, well, this year, over 500 years past Robert Raines' time, I thought I would use his method to make predictions for 2021. So, the first Sunday of the year ahead begins on January 3rd, and that means the forecast comes from the dominical letter C. So, what kind of things can we expect? And here's what Raines writes. When the dominical letter falleth upon C, then shall there be a great winter and a stormying summer, a dry harvest, reasonable plenty of corn and fruit, but small beans. But young people shall die, and the swine. Tempests will strike the ships in the sea, and there will be dire winds that year. Now, Raines includes political forecasts for some dominical years, but not the year of the letter C. That's disappointing, but maybe it's okay. So now I know there will be crops, life and death, and weather. I guess I can live with that at least until 2022. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle fall. In the meantime, the year of the dominical letter C is not so far away. Plan on making it a good year.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.